Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We're talking again
about body swapping.
Hi, I'm Paul Wintsy.
I'm Lucy Thomas.
I'm Brendan Levi.
And we are the Swapcast Podcast. Every episode we watch an entry in the body swap movie genre and break it down for you. This week we are watching the 1999 family film My Brother the Pig, starring Scarlett Johansson, Eva Mendes, and Judge Reinhold, where a boy named George is magically transformed into a pig. In a dangerous and crazy adventure, the boy, his sister Kathy, his best friend Freud, and their housekeeper Matilda leave for Mexico to try to undo the witchcraft spell before their parents return from their Paris trip. As always, we love to hear from our listeners, so slide into our DMs on Insta, send us an email, or chuck us a review on iTunes so we can get to 100 reviews and do an episode on Face Off already. And as a reminder, this film that we're reviewing today was suggested by our lovely listener Lee, so you know, it happens.
Thank you, Lee.
I'm going to murder you.
So, yeah, this is proof that we will literally watch anything if it's recommended to us, as long as it, you know, has some sort of connection to a body swap in some way. We will watch it. So, make us watch terrible
smash
things.
Smash cut to me and Brendan, like, making fake email addresses. Hello, my name is Mr. Bird. I'm trying to get some good films up in her.
No, I'll see right through it.
Kathy, wake up. You're okay. It's just a dream.
What, George?
This is my grandmother, Berta.
Ay, creo que la asustaste.
No. Ay, perdóname, nenita. No quise asustarte.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. Get up. Get up. We're sleeping on our asses and they're deciding our future in Spanish. Okay? We're going to turn George back into a boy now. Okay?
Buenos días. ¿Cómo está?
Wow.
So on to My Brother the Pig. As I said earlier, this film was suggested to us by our lovely listener, Lee, who described it as a weird, weird movie, and that he found it strange that the six-year-old that he used to babysit really enjoyed watching it. Do you think it lives up to that description? Is My Brother the Pig a weird movie?
Yes.
How so?
I mean, on the scale of what, I wonder. I mean, to a normal person, it's pretty weird, but to us that's seen a million of these pieces of shit, is it even that weird? Not really, I guess. I guess it was weird that ice creams plus crystals made the brother turn into a pig. I've never seen that before.
I think it's weirder that a kid enjoyed this. Like, there's a lot of meandering. Like,
yes, plus boring.
Yeah, maybe there was a lot of fart jokes and stuff as well that would have piqued their attention for a while.
But was there a lot of fart jokes? There was one. The pig farted once.
I think, which is the jokes write themselves.
I just got a general vibe of fart
jokes. The whole thing just smelled? The whole film just left a bad smell.
Stinky.
In your
nose.
Yeah. I think like kids love movies about animals, but the pig really wasn't in it like all that much.
Mm-hmm. I just have to say though, I love the pig so much.
Oh, the pig is adorable.
Is so beautiful. And I wrote in my notes, I never want the brother to change back. I hated that little actor and I love the pig. I hope they never figure it out. The little pig actor was so good. He was so amazing. Was it a real pig the whole time?
Yeah, it was a trained pig.
It was a genius. It deserves an Oscar. What a beautiful little pig.
Yeah, I think the one thing that I really appreciate about this film is that, you know, a lot of these films would have, like, CGI'd the pig's mouth so that the pig could still speak. Mm. Or, like,
use a CGI pig so that it could do outlandish things. And this film is very content to just have it a pig.
Or, a la the Shaggy DA, just put a man in a pig costume and let it punch people.
That's what this was missing.
But yeah, the pig was 10 out of 10. Everyone else, boo.
See, I don't know if I'd say everybody else. You know, I am very critical of child actors.
Yeah.
And the
Freud?
The kid that played Freud, I thought was adorable.
I agree. I was like, did this guy go anywhere? Like,
well, he was.
The actor himself, like, the actor was cute and, yeah, like, he was doing his best, but, like, the character was stupid and, like, he wasn't given much opportunity to shine or.
Yeah, so that kid ended up going on to replace Macaulay Culkin in the Home Alone series.
Yeah.
That also starred Scarlett Johansson in number 3.
I thought it looked like him.
So, yeah. I can see why he got more work. I thought he was adorable.
He was good, yeah.
He was the highlight of the film.
No, the pig was the highlight.
To go into kind of why this may be seen as a weird movie, we should probably do the plot. So I think it's time for our new regular segment, 30-second plot summary, where I try to sum up the plot of the film in 30 seconds.
And I've got confidence in you on this one. I reckon this one's a winner.
Well, I managed to do it last week for Heaven Can Wait, the first time I actually managed to do it.
Yeah.
So I think this might be 2 for 2.
All right. Here we go. You're getting cocky. Here we go. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
So there's a brother and sister and their parents are going away to Paris, so they're being left alone with their babysitter. But then the kid makes a big concoction of, like, candy and ice cream with his friend and then drops the candy and ice cream on some magic crystals. And then it turns into a pig and turns out the babysitter's from a magical family, so they have to go back to Mexico to go to a grandmother to change the kid back from to be a human. So they go to Mexico and they change him back, and then a butcher tries to kill him and turns into a turkey. The end.
Pretty good. The butcher tries to turn him into a turkey.
No, the butcher turns into a turkey. Oh, yeah, yeah.
He doesn't turn into a turkey. It's like a hawk thing.
Or a vulture, is it?
Yeah.
I was trying to think of what it was. I was like, go with turkey. That's basically the plot. I didn't really miss out much.
I feel like yes, you can sum it up in 30 seconds, but I feel like when you say, you know, the parents went to Paris and then the kids go to Mexico and there's like a bruja witch and like, but it really was very, very boring. they should have really shoved more fart jokes, more. They really could have ended up. I just feel like they didn't do it.
Before we happened to be mentioning ASMR, and I kind of felt this film had that kind of energy to it. Like, I've had a really long weekend and I'm very tired, and I just have kind of appreciated the fact that nothing was happening and that it was just people like going about their business very like calmly.
Even though it is like a very dire situation.
Yeah.
And so you really, that's all right with you, or you really are just tired and it took care of you in that way?
Yeah, I think it was just, it felt like a very comforting film for the mood that I was in.
I had to reprimand Brendan. I could see, I know what it looks like when he's going to fall asleep. I had to tell him to look sharp. And, he asked to pause the movie to see how much of it was left because it was so fucking boring. And because this is an ancient DVD that Paul, like, got from the center of the earth, buried underground.
Why did the kid, like, how did the kid not fall asleep? Maybe that's why the kid liked it so much.
Its parent would put it on to help it fall asleep.
Yeah, especially you watch a lot of kids' films nowadays, they're at such like a breakneck pace.
Yes.
It doesn't feel like the pacing of a kid's film.
Yeah, and I just have to say this, okay? So, My Brother the Pig, 1999.
Mm-hmm.
Lost in Translation, 2003. That is mind-blowing to me.
That between those years. Well, I think this is like maybe a year.
4 years? That is insane. Yeah. How is that the same person?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this was her first, like her last major role before Ghost World.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
That is crazy.
Yeah, Scarlett Johansson.
She got work after this. That's nice.
Yeah.
And like Eva Mendes, Judge Reinhold, it's like, you know, they're all people.
Yeah, and the other crazy thing, the score of this film was written by Michael Giacchino, who ended up winning an Oscar. He does all the Pixar movies.
I actually said at the start song was really nice, but then they had weird, like, low rent covers of, so there was the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, and there was another one in there. I can't remember what it was, but it was really bad.
Yeah.
But it's like they used all the musical budget on that opening sequence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought the score was actually quite nice, especially for this level of film.
Yeah, yeah, but
that karaoke version of Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. No.
I find, like, yeah, for some reason, ska music is like.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, I hope our listeners are prepared
Brendan did write this. That is him that recommended this movie. Also, he can talk about ska music.
Well, I was just going to say. No, like, there seems to be, for some reason, I don't know why, but, like, I often find I'll be watching kids' shows and ska music is, like, so often associated with the soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
Like, half of, like, Less Than Jake songs, for everyone who knows Less Than Jake, is in, like, the Air Bud soundtrack and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think it's just, like, that it's not music for adults.
Do you think it's because trumpets kind of sound like farts?
So basically what you're saying is Brendan just likes to listen to, like,
fart
kids music.
Farts. 3-minute farts. Yeah.
There's a lot of people out there who enjoy ska music.
I implore them to write in and give rally around Brendan. Let him know he's not alone. Does Katrina like ska music?
No.
So what did we think of? So obviously Scarlett Johansson, Oscar-nominated actress, like a cultural icon, huge box office star, you know, what did we think of her in this film? Like, did we think this used her potential?
I feel like the time of life for her, she's like peak puberty. I just felt like you could see that she just hated everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in The Goonies, one of the actresses in The Goonies, in the director's comment, the DVD commentary, she's just like, you can just fucking see how much I hate this here and I hate all the little kids and I just like am riding the wave of puberty and I just fucking hate everything I'm doing and I just want to sleep. And like there's a bit where she just even refused to be in a scene. It's like all the other kids and she's missing. I just felt like, I just felt like Scarlett Johansson. You know that bit where she's just like, I hate you. It was just like so genuine. She was just like, I fucking hate this. In 4 years, I'll be fucking like in getting nominated for Academy Award, but for now, this is fucking bullshit. What did you think?
Well, I thought the character that she was given was a very unfortunate one because she was like the biggest fucking bitch.
Yeah.
She was an actual piece of shit to everyone around her.
Yeah.
Like, to be fair, her brother was awful as well. Like, just an awful
human
being.
Yeah, these parents have done a super shitty job with their fucking shitty children. Like, and plus they're just like, we're going to Paris and we probably won't be able to call that much. Bye.
Yeah.
Like, what fucking terrible parents.
But also just the, like just being so, like, accepting. Your brother's an asshole. You just got to accept it. Like,
yeah, he annoys you because he loves you.
Yeah.
It's like, that's toxic masculinity. Like,
let he's me a write man. That down. Just let him do
like,
it.
Males do these things. Yeah.
So I thought it was quite unfortunate in that way. I thought it was quite a spirited performance. I don't think you could say it was a bad performance. Oh,
yeah. She sold me hate.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like I said, I feel like that was just puberty. I felt like she was just like.
But yeah, what a terrible, terrible person she was. Just mean, like, especially the way she treated her nanny, played by Eva Mendes.
Okay, and so we just need to talk about that as well. It's like, what is the mother thinking, inviting the grenade into her marriage that is that hot nanny? Like, why? Like,
like
Gwen Stefani's husband cheated with the nanny. Like, Jude Law cheated with the nanny. Like, Eva Mendes, like, who, by the way, how much was everything that she was wearing and all the vibes she was putting out? That is just a girl that's walking around today. Tiny t-shirt, big jeans, like, yeah, chunky boots. That's just, like, girls are definitely going for that style.
Well, I have to say, like, a lot of the things in this film, I don't think the film as a whole, for sure, has aged well, but there's a lot of things in this film that have aged well. I think the fashion has aged well. And the cultural references that they chose, like, of all the 90s stuff they happened to choose, were all the things that have, like, stuck with us.
Mm.
RuPaul.
Yeah.
Friends.
Wait. That's right.
RuPaul, Friends, and what was the other one?
The Mighty Mighty Boston's cover.
And Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes. I also loved that she was reading a Judy Blume novel as well. That's very, like, if you know, you know.
Yeah.
Do you guys know?
Yeah, we know.
You read Judy Blume?
I didn't read it, but I know.
Yeah, yeah.
I know what it is.
Get out of here, straight white male.
Well, is this that, Brandon, you wouldn't have hung around with girls at school, would you?
Not because I didn't want to.
Yeah, but they didn't let you.
No.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Wait. Can you explain to me, when does RuPaul enter the zeitgeist, like, What's his story?
I love that you said his.
Cancel.
Oh, sorry.
No. It's just I've not ever, like, everyone always.
No, you can call him his because he's RuPaul in and out of drag.
Yeah, completely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, he's been around forever. Like,
he was in a B-50. Isn't that where he started? In the
B-52's
music video.
Yeah, and he used to, like, do stuff like VH1 and MTV in America. Yeah. And then, like, a few years before this, like, had a big cameo in the Brady Bunch movie and then was in the sequel as well.
I remember that.
Yeah.
You remember those photos of, like, Nirvana with RuPaul at the MTV Awards?
No.
Yeah. So, like, I know. Is RuPaul a time traveler?
Yeah,
like,
that's what I was thinking.
She really has been around.
I honestly think I was watching, like, a film from, like, the 80s and they referenced RuPaul. And I was like, who is this man?
RuPaul is in his 60s now, so it's been around for a while.
Yeah, he still looks exactly the same.
Yeah,
so unfair.
Yeah, well, that's the the
money
filters.
Yeah.
Surgery. I didn't expect one thing I didn't expect putting on this film
was a RuPaul reference.
Yeah,
for
sure.
I appreciate
it.
You're right, the Friends, Leonardo DiCaprio, all of that.
Yeah.
What about the giant t-shirt that Georgie would wear?
Okay, so that kid looked like he was wearing Dudley's hand-me-downs a la Harry Potter. What the hell? Why was he dressed like that? He was wearing a shirt that looked like it wouldn't have fit a grown man.
Look,
it was enormous.
I know, as another kid that grew up chunky, you sometimes wear t-shirts that are way too big for you to try to conceal.
It went down to his knees.
I had that t-shirt. I wore that size t-shirt.
Oh, Paul.
It's the
Dudley's hand-me-downs as well.
Doing my research of this film, a lot of the criticisms towards it are about its depiction of Mexico and Mexican people.
And how dirty they did Eva Mendes, for sure.
Yeah. So it is a very backwards view of what Mexico is, that, you know, everyone's got these magical powers and they live in, like, these dirt-ridden, like, towns in the middle of the desert. Like, Eva Mendes says that she grew up in Mexico City. That's not Mexico City.
No.
But also just, like, I don't know if they were trying to make a comment on Americans or not, but, like, everyone was so angry when no one was speaking English. Like,
yeah,
it's like, yeah, you're in Mexico. Like,
you
don't have to expect everyone to speak your language.
Scarlett Johansson is being very,
there was some
very
subtle, like,
racist. Let's just say she was racist.
Yeah.
Like, her view of the Mexican people, and the only time she connected with Mexican people is when she found those two girls that were obsessed with American culture and that she could bond with them about that. Like, they spoke English and they were, like, obsessed with her because she was from America.
And then she did them up like pageant kids.
Yeah. They looked like JonBenet Ramsey for sure.
And then there's they introduce like a villain character, which is the Mexican town's like butcher who sneezes constantly.
He was a total tweaker. What on earth? That was a really weird character and like really psychopath. Like,
yeah.
He loved murdering animals because he hadn't yet progressed to murdering humans.
And then when he saw Scarlett Johansson like trying to open a door in his butcher shop, his first reaction is to get a giant meat cleaver
and chase her
around the town.
Yeah.
Even when she gets in a car, chase her to the top of Coyote Mountain, which is in the shape of a coyote, incidentally. But it was a bit awkward.
This movie was a mess. There, I wrote in big letters on my notes, "What? This is a mess." It was a real mess.
Do you think it was a DPW?
What's that?
What's that?
There was a whole sequence where they discussed, where the whole discussion was DPW,
which was, again, I can't remember.
Dehydrated poo-poo worm.
Yes, that's right. That was like so unfunny that I refused to commit it to memory.
Because I thought it could be our new like Swapcast official euphemism for the bad movies we watch.
They're all that. 75% of them are that, if not more.
All the listeners who don't write reviews.
Oh, yeah.
DPWs.
There you go.
Yes, yeah, those pieces of shit.
Dehydrated poop worms, yeah.
She needed some time alone to vent her steam. Plus, she was being a real DPW. George agrees.
You know, Freud, now that Kathy isn't here, what is a DPW?
You don't want to know.
Yes, I do.
Should I tell her? Come on, let's tell her.
Oh, okay, you know, maybe I don't want to know.
All right, I'm telling her once. I know this is childish.
Uh-huh.
And somewhat revolting.
That's okay.
But DPW stands for dehydrated poop worm.
Dehydrated poop worm? Aye, that's disgusting.
There's a hair salon called Hair Machine.
There was 100 years ago, which doesn't exist anymore, does it?
I have no idea. But yeah, so for our South Australian listeners specifically, there used to be in the 90s.
None of our friends listen to this, so it's no one, probably.
Yeah. If one of you happens to listen to this by chance, you're a piece of shit for not listening to
you're
us regularly.
Dehydrated poop worm.
Yeah. You're a DPW piece of shit. So there was a hairdressing salon in the 90s, and they used to have a late night TV ad where they'd play this song.
Which you've got to cut
and
in
I'll
here.
Cut it in right
like
here.
Time machine.
And there's a sequence of this film where they're having a dance party. And
Scarlett Johansson's dancing.
Scarlett Johansson is dancing to the hair machine theme song.
And it's so funny. Like, I'm like, what's going on here? Like, this is. And then Paul's just like, is this hair machine? That was so good.
What really made me laugh at this film was how horny Scar Jo,
she was a little perv. She had for French boys.
The movie starts with her writing an imaginary letter to a French man called Jean-Jacques. And then you see her researching France afterwards, and she has this website which has 3 links on it. View the French site, French travel tips, look at French boys. And then like, she clicks on the boys, and it's like a shirtless man sitting on a haystack.
Yeah. Who didn't look all that French, but easy dubs.
I'm pretty sure he was one of the Mexican guys they just repurposed.
Yeah,
yes,
the exact same photo of the guy who's shirtless later in Mexico.
I love though, it's like if she stumbled to a place in the internet where it said French boy photos, like she's in a dark place in the internet. She's in a like naughty little corner of the internet. She's 13 years old.
But then later in the film, she's gone to the these two little girls' house, and they're like giving each other makeovers. And then she goes to the mantelpiece, and there's a picture of a guy on the mantelpiece. She's like, ooh, who's this hot guy?
Yeah, she's so thirsty.
And she's like, I would really like to fuck this guy. And one of the girls is like, oh, that's our brother. He just died. And she, you could see the disappointment that she couldn't fuck him. She was so hoping for her to be like, yeah, he's coming over in a minute.
But yeah, and she wasn't even like, I'm sorry. Yeah, she was just, she didn't really say anything. So, like,
yeah, this is actually making me think a lot about how my brother's been turned into a pig.
And I totally just abandoned him.
Yeah.
But he was a little horn dog as well. Or
oh, pig. Yeah, that we forgot.
He had his little Porky's moment where he like...
Yeah, if you want to see a film where a boy in a pig's body has a scene where he's spying on Eva Mendes taking
in
a shower.
The shower.
This is the film for you because we get to see that.
It's a really specific kink, but sure.
Yeah. I was surprised how far that scene went.
Yeah. Hey.
Like that they actually showed her in the shower. Like
you didn't, yeah. You didn't need to see that.
And also,
I'm sure the director was like, we will.
Yeah. We're going to go there. We're going to push the envelope on this G-rated piece of shit. as well, just the little brother was a pure psychopath as well.
Oh, yeah.
The start with the mouse and the, like, danger, red flag.
He ties a live mouse to Scarlett Johansson's foot.
Was anyone else like immediately like, as soon as she like is frightened, she's going to stamp on this mouse? Like, I'm so...
Yeah, I and that's like, surely what he was going for, right?
Like, yeah, he's very like,
I'm
going to
kill this mouse.
Actually, all I could
and
think
And then the
of-
dad ripped her pants off to get the mouse off her. Like, it was just a mess. How did this get a G rating?
But all I could think, because the film, like, he's... tying the mouse to her foot. So this shot like zooms
on
in
her
foot. And then I'm thinking like, she's 15 and this is going to be on WikiFeet.
Yeah. Well, it's like the girl from Matilda, you know. I say that every time.
Yeah.
She found photos of her feet on the internet when she was too young to understand why.
Yeah.
They'd definitely be there.
Yeah. And like, this is like a full frame. All you're looking at is her feet.
Yeah. Which
protect women's feet, girls' feet. Come on. We need to stand up. This is not right.
But yeah, you're right. He is a psychopath. So, and then the next scene, he's left alone for 2 seconds and he completely destroys the entire kitchen.
Yeah.
Rips apart every drawer.
And also
opens every chocolate and lolly.
I wrote down, have these kids ever eaten food? Like the way they get a tub of ice cream, they rip it from the side. They like unpeel it. They don't take the lid off and scoop the ice cream out. It's like... they're not doing anything normal with all this fucking food.
It was pure chaos. It was pure, like, manic chaos, evil
insanity.
Energy.
Yeah, completely.
But also, I think you're right. I don't think they've eaten normal food because every single thing in the house is a product
sugar.
Placement.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, made of candy.
My
yeah.
favorite bit is when he's having cereal and the Fruit Loops isn't quite in frame, so the dad Barber just slides it over into frame that it's almost covering everything for no reason. He just slides it over so you see the Fruit Loops more and then walks off.
No one's got to watch this. We need to make money from the product placement.
Yeah.
And how, like, of course this kid's got behavioral issues when he's having a giant bowl, like mixing bowl full of strawberry quick with Fruit Loops in it. Like, that is not a nutritious breakfast.
No.
That is not good for your children.
And, like, even cereal like that's a sometimes food. Like, mm-hmm. we got to have cereal like that in the school holidays. But it would be, like, a portion control. That was, like, a ton of cereal. It was nuts.
Another weird bit of humor. So, at the end, they're trying to race back home before the parents come back from Paris. The parents are in a taxi. And then for no reason at all, the taxi stops.
Brings up ass play.
And then the taxi driver starts talking about rubbing hot mustard up his ass.
Asshole, yeah.
Now, okay. So
let's get a G rating.
What? was this guy, like, I felt like the way this was shot, I was feeling like, is this a cameo? Like, is this guy somebody? You know, like, maybe he was
nobody
the director.
To me,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, because he was wearing glasses and then he like whips them off like a reveal.
Maybe
and then
in
starts
90,
talking about his asshole.
Maybe in 99 you're supposed to get that, but we did not get it.
Yeah, maybe he's like really known for some incident involving his butt.
That's the butt guy.
A million to one shot, Doug.
Of course he's talking about mustard on his a-hole.
Having problems with the rear end, huh? Hey, I know all about butt trouble, buddy. You know, I'm sitting here 10, sometimes even 12 hours out of the day. It gets pretty brutal. But you know what happened the other day? A doctor gets in the back of my cab. We start talking, find out he's a doctor. He says, what you want to do is you want to run warm mustard in there. Get the hot, spicy kind, you know, the stuff, the Chinese stuff that makes your eyes water like this. It's terrific, you know. You want to run it down in there, it'll make you feel 100 times better. I feel like a new man. It's terrific.
Meanwhile, mustard was like also the cure for turning back into a human being.
Yeah.
Like they
No, they dipped him in nacho cheese. That's what I thought it looked like. It was bacon and nacho cheese.
Maybe it was both.
Because they put it on a pig, so it was bacon. I'm a vegetarian, by the way, so but still, that's what it looked like they were going for.
It was a very bizarre way to change him in and out of a pig.
Dunking it on there? It's like, surely you would just like cook it up in a cauldron and like have it bubbling away in the magical spot on Coyote Mountain. Yes, that's a thing I just said.
A scalding
But it's like
bowl.
They just poured nacho cheese.
Scalding cheese all over this pig.
This movie. Thanks, Lee.
I feel like, you know, back when we were green and we'd watched like 10 of these movies, one of us would have mentioned how, oh, this is another movie with an animated sequence. But it's just sort of like, we've gone so far. Like, it had an animated start, you know, the way that a lot of
opening
them do.
Credits, yeah.
We've gone so far from just talking about normal shit. With the, you know, like we used to talk about the way they swap, and isn't that interesting? And it's sort of like, that's not what this is anymore. It's like gone very far. But anyway, I just wanted to say it reminded me of, it was like the same frames, like looped, you know, really bad, cheap animation. And it reminded me of that Simpsons episode where they're at Lollapalooza and there's like people dancing in the background. That's just the same.
It just reverses it back and forth.
Exactly. And it was that. But still, nobody wants to talk about that. We want to talk about Scarlett Johansson's feet or whatever the fuck this podcast is about now.
ScarJo Feetcast.
One thing I appreciated as well is that, I guess because of the G rating, before the pig changes back into the boy, they put clothes on the pig. So it's like, so you don't have to be embarrassed when you change back. Remember the other Judge Reinhold one, which was what?
Vice versa,
which is one of the greatest hits, I think, in what we've watched.
But the son and the dad
strip in front of each other.
And
they're just sitting there like smiling at each other.
Yeah.
So, you know, at least they put clothes on the little pig and it looks so cute with a little t-shirt on. I love the pig.
I was going to ask who you were growing up. Were you Kathy or were you George?
I was neither. I'd probably be more Kathy.
I was George. And my sister will freely admit to this, but puberty got her real bad and she hated me. She hated my guts. You know, we're best friends now.
Yeah.
But there was just this period of our life where she just like did not want to know about it. So she was a real Kathy.
So you were a George? did you just do things to annoy people?
Oh,
no,
I wasn't a George either, but I definitely was like annoying my big sister, I guess. But like, I didn't cause chaos with ice cream. And
you weren't Googling pictures of French boys then? You weren't a Kathy?
No.
But you were definitely reading Judy Blume.
Yeah, I guess I was reading Judy Blume. That's right. Can I be Eva Mendes? She's so fun.
Actually, we haven't discussed this. Eva Mendes was the world's worst babysitter / nanny of all time. Like, one, no discipline. Like, George would fucking torment everyone and trash everything and she'd have no reaction.
Yeah.
And then when they get to Mexico, she just lets
wait.
First of all, she takes them to Mexico. It's like, never go with a Bruja to a second location. Like, she's like some witchy woman and they're like, okay, I'll take you across state lines. That's literally kidnapping,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but it's Eva Mendes.
Yeah.
I'd go to Mexico.
Okay, for sure. So would I. Yeah. Maybe because we could meet Ryan Gosling, Paul. but, yeah. And then she loses them both and she gives zero shits. Like, she does not care. She's like, I've got to get these ingredients. Oh, the kids aren't here. Oh, the car's being towed. Oh, well.
Yeah, the kids are. I think it's time that you just let me wander by myself. He's like 7 years old.
Yeah. And like the whole thing with the pig brother getting captured at a butcher. Like, even the sister doesn't freak out about that enough. She's like, we'll go back to this tomorrow house morning. And we'll make a plan. It's like, yeah. He could be dead by
any moment.
Slaughtered and eaten, your brother.
What a twist would that be if she's like eating bacon the next day and it was her brother.
I really implore you, that pig was so beautiful and it was so well trained. Don't eat pigs, please.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that pig was like 8 different pigs. But...
like its babe.
Yeah.
I have a pig story. Does anyone have a pig story? I don't want to talk about this movie. So anyway, we used to have a weird family babysitter. They were the most eccentric family and they had 5 kids. And the woman that babysat us for her 50th birthday got given a pig and they called it Madonna. And so they had a pet pig that just used to run around in their backyard.
Was it a mini pig or was it a full size pig?
It wasn't like
pig.
A teacup pig, but it was like the pig in this.
Oh, cute. Yeah. Did you get to play with it?
Did it grow into a full grown pig?
Yeah, for a little
pig?
Bit, but then very quickly, like, they realized, a pig's not like a dog. Like,
yeah.
A pig needs like special shit and you got it. So, and just one day the pig wasn't there anymore.
I went to a farm.
In the sky. Yeah. on a plate.
Because there's a like George Clooney.
They
have a
called
pet
it
pig.
Madonna, though. Just, did you hear that part? The pig was called Madonna.
Was that shade on Madonna?
I think the mum just really liked Madonna and she's like, ooh, I got my pig for my 50th birthday. And my mum's like, okay, well, look after my children, please. Bye. I'm going to work. She's got 5 kids of her own, like, just complete chaos running around this house. And you know why they really had to get rid of it? They had a staffy dog.
Yeah.
That they just were like, oh, the pig and the dog will get on, right? It did not go well. Yeah.
Because I hear, like, pigs actually make pretty good pets. Like, are they supposed to be, like, more intelligent than dogs?
Definitely, yeah. But, like, you can't just, you need, like, shit for them. Like, they need, like, areas and...
I always wanted a pig.
I know, and the teacup pigs are so cute, like insanely cute.
That's my pig.
Yeah. I mean, Paul, you've been talking about getting a pet for quite a while. I will support you in getting a pig. They're actually very clean, I've heard.
Yeah.
Please get one.
Yeah. What would you call your pig?
Madonna. Scar Joe. George. Like
George. Do I want this film to have that much of an impact on my life?
Smash cut to like Paul at the pig store. So why are you getting a pig? Well,
Scarlett Johansson. I would pay money to see Scarlett Johansson and Eva Mendes sit down and watch this film and talk about it.
My God, yes. Can we get an online petition to make it happen?
Like, there's only so much you can say about Black Widow in an interview. Like, I want to hear about my brother.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Pig.
And by the way, never call me a liar. Because I have way too much dignity to take that from a self-centered little snot like yourself.
Yes!
I hate you. You are going to be in so much trouble. My parents are going to sue you for everything that you've done.
All right, now it's time for our favorite segment, Hot or Not. Take it away, all of us.
Are they a toot or a boot? Are they ugly or cute? Tell me if they're hot or not. Ding. Everyone is beautiful in their own way.
Y'all, Brendan's little harmony there. Well done. You've been working on that.
I wonder if one of my neighbors is like walking past, like, what the fuck is going on in that room?
Maybe they would have just felt like, yeah, I am beautiful in my own way.
Yeah.
I needed to hear that today. All right, so let's start with the hot or not, and then we'll go into the friend or foe.
Sure.
So, hot or not, Eva Mendes as Matilda, the babysitter / nanny.
My God, this woman. Like, what? How?
She is so beautiful. Beautiful.
And she looks exactly the same.
Yeah. Hey. Now. Well, wait. How old is this film again?
What? This is 99.
Yeah, yeah. She has very much aged gracefully.
Yeah.
But like, she didn't even age gracefully. Like, she did not age. She just preserved herself in pickle brine. Like, she, this is like, yeah, she's so pretty. It's, I wouldn't want to meet her in person. I wouldn't know where to look. Like, it's crazy.
I guess as a character, even though she was terrible at her job, she did seem like a nice person.
Nice person, yeah.
So I'm going to, yeah.
And she stood up for herself. I like that.
Yeah, so when Scarlett Johansson was like a complete cunt to her, she was like, you know what? You stupid privileged white bitch! Shut the
yeah. I thought
fuck
she was.
Up.
I thought she was gonna slap her. It was yeah. great. Yeah,
I was so wanting her yeah, to yeah. slap her. Mm. She it needed.
She was
that.
Like, "Don't disrespect me or my family ever again." I was like, "Ooh, girl, yes."
So we have an opportunity for a double hot here.
Oh yeah, guys, remember how Judge Reinhold was in this movie, and we didn't talk about it at all because he just collected his pay. Check and went off to Paris.
Paris. Yeah. Yeah. Paris, which is
the name of a set.
Yeah, yeah. Which was literally a stone wall with a sign on it that said Paris.
Yeah. It's like the house next door. Yeah. They shot it. Yeah.
I remember in Vice Versa, I gave him a hot for sure.
I think I did too.
Yeah. And for some reason, like him with his like youthful energy in that film made him even hotter for some reason.
Yeah.
So did we think that this role made Judge Reinhold hot?
I'm sorry, but he was a bad dad and he wore crappy bike shorts. He didn't get there.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Judge. You're not getting
my name is Judge. Yeah, he was out.
You're not getting a double hot. You weren't attractive in this film.
Maybe it's the makeup. I don't
know. Can you even imagine, guys, like going through life and if your name was Judge, like can you imagine what his experience is? Awesome.
But do you think his name was Judge? Do you think his name was Judge when he was born?
I don't know. Matcha with Judge Reinhold, that's all I can think of.
I feel like that'd be awesome, right? I feel like he'd just have like this like confidence because it's...
No, feel like you'd be like, I just wish my name was Tom.
I'm really upset because I can't find him on IMDb.
Who, Judge Reinhold?
No.
Oh, are you talking about the shirtless guy in Mexico?
The shirtless Mexico guy. Yeah. He was fucking hot.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you even feel like maybe he was just like literally someone they saw like kicking around near the set and they were like, yeah.
Hey, you, take your top off.
$20.
Yeah. Right at his feet, yeah.
Well, was this I don't know if this film was shot in Mexico. That
no,
looked like
I,
a sound.
I said the set. I wasn't in Mexico.
It was a grip.
He was hot. He needs to go up with
Keyboard guy for
Random shirtless Mexican.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Good
a
for
random
you,
guy.
Yeah.
If you're out there and you listen to this,
highly
get in
doubt
touch.
It, but yeah.
So let's go to some friend or foes. Mm-hmm. So Scarlett Johansson as Kathy.
Foe.
Yeah, I'm going to hear a foe.
She was raging, like, period.
She was a period come to life.
She had got her first period and was like,
on the
feels.
Attack.
Yeah.
So you're gonna give her a foe as well?
Yeah, maybe? it's hard to say you would be friends with someone that's so mean and also
left her pig brother in the abattoir overnight.
And is a racist.
Yeah.
Scarlett Johansson's actually quite problematic, really, if you think about it. She's had a few whoopsies in her time.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah. She
was going to play that Asian character?
Yeah, she's going to play a trans character. Right?
Yeah, but then wasn't she the Ghost in the Shell thing or whatever?
So she did play the Asian character in Ghost in the Shell, but then after that she was going to play a trans character and that's when she really got...
And also, look, I just think, you know, times are changing, you know...
It was just an unfortunate timing that she was like directly after everyone was giving her shit for playing the Asian character in Ghost in the Shell, she immediately went to go play a trans character.
Yeah, but I mean, I just think it's like, you know, like that movie Trans America, Felicity Huffman was like, you know, oh, wow, like amazing that you'll do this. Yeah. And Hilary Swank won an Academy Award. And it's just not the done thing anymore because we as a society have like realized these people can tell their own stories. Those actors are out there.
We're in a post-pose world.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And meanwhile, can I just say, I think it's awesome that Scarlett Johansson's put down the hammer and like
suing Disney.
Disney.
Yeah,
I know, Paul, that that's like going after your best friend.
I'm sure Disney can survive.
And I'm also, sure I'm sure fine. That Scarlett Johansson can like survive as well. What, she need the money, really?
Yeah, she doesn't need the money, but I feel as a principal, I'm really all for that. So,
but just on another topic, so America is expecting the first royal baby, her and Colin Jost. She's pregnant with Colin Jost's baby. Good for you, honey. Love your life.
All right. So Alex D. Lintz as Freud, the George's best friend who comes along for the adventure.
Friend, right? He like fought for his friend and could speak pig language, presumably.
Yeah, and he like has like a lot of like tools in his self-reflective kit of, you know, trying to grow as a person and such.
And he seemed to be the only one that was concerned about the predicament they were in.
Yeah.
That the pig was stuck in an abattoir. Like he was the only one actively trying to fix this.
Yes, I do fear
he got overwhelmed
for this child,
and then
though.
He like wrote down a list and like you know, broke it down to like be able to overcome.
I do fear for this child though. I think maybe if he had his own movie, perhaps he is in some sort of age swap body movie because he was dressed like a 40-year-old accountant and his name was Freud. So like his parents have really done a number on him, I'm sure. And
I think they were therapists. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. And I feel like he had his own shit going on, but he was like a tough friend. He was like fighting for his friend. That's what you want out of a friend. And although he was there for the anarchy, ice cream.
Yeah, but he did say that George's bad influence made him give in to his id.
Oh, so he sold out his friend. Maybe not such a good friend after all.
Yeah, but if your friend's George.
Yeah.
So let's get on to that, George. Like,
no,
we're all giving him a photo.
He dressed like a schlub. I don't get his shirt choice. He looked like a man. He also looked like an age swap. He looked like a little man. It was weird.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he was chaos personified.
Yeah, he's a cruel, cruel child.
Yeah, you know that psychopath, like, one of the indicators is harming animals as a young child. And
yeah.
He had
turning
that.
Into a pig.
Yeah. Yeah. I could see him, if the butcher in Mexico didn't get turned into a vulture, I could see him, like, returning to Mexico as an adult and then, like, teaming up with him and, like, slaughtering
like,
children.
Yeah.
Mentor me.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Let's make that movie.
And on that farm he had a pig. E-I-E-I-O. With a here and a there, here, there, everywhere.
Okay, let's get to Opinion Swap, where we find some interesting reviews of My Brother the Pig from across the interwebs.
Just quickly, I feel like I need to remind everyone, you now need to beat the review that was of those people that watched. What movie was that?
Heaven Can Wait at
Heaven
a slumber
can
party.
Heaven Can Wait at the slumber party. Like 5 years ago, not back when it was made. That's one of the greatest reviews we've ever read on the show. So that's how high the bar is for me.
All right, well, let's see if we can get there. The first one's from Zara on Letterboxd. She gives it 1.5 stars, and she says, who else was hoping this would turn dark and they'd eat the pig brother?
Oh, boy. Zara, what's wrong, girl?
This one's from Molly. He gave it 1.5 stars, and she says, Kathy is so strong. Oh, my fucking God. I can't even imagine my brother turning into a cop.
A cap. Wow. Yeah.
Finally, we have one from Sam, who doesn't give it a star rating, but does give it a love heart. And they say, little brothers should be pigs more often. But I think I'm supposed to want him to be a little brother again instead of a pig. Also, while skimming this movie's IMDb, I may have uncovered a whole conspiracy of pigs and dogs playing each other in movies. So 6 total animals are credited as the pig in this movie, and at least 3 of them have played dogs in several other projects. I could have no explanation of this, but I love answers. Are pigs working as stand-ins for dogs?
Oh,
I have to know.
Pigs are so smart. I bet they are.
It just reminds you of that Simpsons episode where they're like, painting horses to be cows. Or
yeah, yeah. I also forgot to mention that George had a tail at the end. It's just like, so he has to live with the tail. Like, his parents are going to.
Surely at one point the parents will realize that the child now has a tail.
Yeah.
Like, well, I felt like I'm glad he got something because literally the only person.
Yeah, it's like the mark of shame that he has to.
Yeah, because like literally Scarlett Johansson had to learn a lesson. But as soon as he turns from being a pig into a, he doesn't like, oh, like, wow, you were there for me. Like, even though I was an ass the whole time. Like, he doesn't have the moment of like, you know, change and respect for his sister. Like,
he doesn't need to respect his sister because she's a female and he's a man. And
wow, you said that so straight. It's crazy.
All right, now it's time for tenuous recommendations, where we each recommend a movie, TV show, song, album, or book that is connected to today's movie in some way. So, my connection is the fact that this movie is about pigs. So I'm going to recommend another film that's about pigs.
Wait, are you stealing my movie?
No.
Okay.
Maybe. Bad Pig in the City. You too? Yeah.
So I'm recommending the 2017 Netflix original film, Okja. Have either of you guys seen this?
I have seen Okja, yeah.
No.
You have seen it?
I love the guy that wrote it.
Yeah, so it's by Bong Joon-ho, who made Parasite and Mother and, you know, obviously won the Oscar, won multiple Oscars. This is the film he did before Parasite.
And is it written by John Ronson? Am I right? Can you just Google
he
it?
Wrote it as well, Bong Joon-ho. I think he might have done it in conjunction with him, yeah. And it stars Tilda Swinton, Jake Gyllenhaal, Paul Dano, Lily Collins, Stephen Ewan. And it's a really cool story about like this multinational corporation, like genetically engineer these super pigs, which are like they like a pig the size of a hippo, and they give them to all these farms around the world. And then the pig's been living in this like idyllic farm with this Korean girl in Korea, and then the corporation decides to take the pig back. But she wants to save the pig from whatever the corporation's going to do to it. So it's her trying to get the pig back. And obviously it's a Bong Joon-ho movie, so it goes through many different genres. And it's heartwarming and funny, but also incredibly dark at times. And
it's biting. Like secret vegan plot, right?
Yes. it is definitely, and what happens in the final act is definitely like, trying to get you to never eat meat ever again in a very direct way.
Yes, John Ronson.
so I think this is a very, like, you film, Lucy. I think you'd really like it.
Yeah, and, you know, I love John Ronson. I've read a few of his books, like, that are nonfiction.
Yeah.
But there's just something about this that, like, I'm afraid.
That it's going to be too traumatic.
I really struggle with things like that.
It definitely doesn't hold back. But I think
I just don't know if I can do it. I've actually started watching it twice and I've stopped it.
Oh, really? we might have to force you to do it.
Oh, no!
Because it is a fantastic movie.
Maybe I need that push, yeah, because I do want to see it.
Yeah, it's a fantastic movie. You know, I just rewatched Parasite and it just reminded me of how amazing the director is. So I would definitely recommend Okja on Netflix. Brendan?
My recommendation is tenuously linked to Paul's because his is about pigs. And mine's about pigs as well. So
is it that song Swine by Lady Gaga? That's a great choice. It was a really underrated
track. I was going to choose something else, but okay. mine's a movie called Pig that came out recently. Has anyone heard of this or seen it?
I've heard of it. I haven't seen it.
No, I've never heard of it.
I saw it. Like bits and pieces about this a little while ago, and I was like, Nicolas Cage, pass. Like, you know, he's done some things that made me, like, you know, smile and enjoy, but I just sort of written him off at this point.
I'm going to steal the Declaration of Independence.
The problem with Nicolas Cage is that he does like 20 movies a year and 19 of them are trash and one of them is great every time.
No, I think you one just... every 3 years is good.
Yeah, I think you're being generous.
Yeah.
He does do like gems.
He's capable of great things, yeah, completely.
But he says yes to everything.
Yeah.
So.
And so this is the case where he chose...
This is the one in 3 years.
This is the one in three, yep. And so, like, you hear the plot. It's about a guy who, he's a hermit. He's living in the forest and he's got a pet pig who helps him find truffles. Who
I love
sells,
it already. Brilliant.
Sells to, like, you know, rich restaurateurs, yeah, and stuff like that. And one day his pig is stolen.
No.
And he has to leave his hermit lifestyle
to go, Brendan.
Find his pig. And the way it sounds, like, and the way that, you know, you sort of watch a trailer, you're like, is this like a John Wick, like, getting my pig back sort
of
revenge film?
Yeah, I will find you and I will.
But it's so different. It's so, like...
What's the genre?
It's this, you know, like, indie sort of, like, drama piece, but, like, It the way the tone goes, it just never reaches like these points of tension by using like violence or like intimidation or anything. It's just like all the emotions are in the stake of each scene. It's just it was just a really unique story. It also has, who's the guy from he's famous for that movie Old. Hereditary.
The kid, like the
Welcome
kid.
To the Jungle.
Yeah,
I mean not Welcome to the Jungle. Jumanji. Fucking,
which kid?
The main character in Jumanji with the beauty mark.
Yeah. I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. So he plays like a sort of like the sidekick almost to Nicolas Cage, helping him find his pig kind of thing. And yeah, it was just a really unique film. So
that's amazing. I've never even heard of it.
Lucy,
you two both did little pig connections. It's really funny. Because I just went real, like, lateral move.
Yeah. Scarlet?
Yes. And look, I know I'm not going to blow anyone's mind with this, but just perchance, Adrian and I watched it last night. Adrian hadn't seen Jojo Rabbit. So we watched it. And like, I'm not going to blow anyone's mind, but, and this is my theme now, and I don't even care, but now, as a mum, I feel like you can make a drinking game out of every time I say that on the podcast. Yeah, I just enjoyed it all over again through a new lens.
Didn't we see this as a
series? Yeah, we did. Yeah. And I loved it at the time, but yeah, like I said, it's a special movie.
And the girl in Jojo Rabbit was in Old as well.
There you go.
Let's just recommend Old.
I just thought, well, we might be watching it, hey? I just thought the actor that was Jojo was just such a cute, great little actor, and his little friend. I loved their little friendship.
Yeah. Very similar to the one in this film.
And I thought that Scarlett Johansson, I kind of watched her differently. I don't always love her. Do you? Where do you?
I'm a big ScarJo fan. Okay. I really like her.
I felt like for a while there, she sort of was the golden girl. And then for a while, I thought she didn't really have it. I think maybe it was all those Woody Allen things. I was like, I don't really see it all that much. But I thought she was so good in this. And her role isn't huge, but she had big dick energy in Jojo Rabbit. I really liked it. And I just thought that there's not many movies like that have that tone of, like, they tell a really serious story with, like,
humor.
Yeah, and just all that heartwarming stuff. Yeah. And, yeah, just the way they used music was really beautiful too. And, yeah.
Yeah. I loved it as well.
Yeah.
And, yeah, Scarlett is fantastic in that film and, like,
for sure,
one of the most memorable moments is about her,
yeah,
and about her feet,
yeah.
Funnily enough,
yeah.
Even just the like,
Whoa, yes.
Bringing it full circle.
Yeah, and like with the little boy trying to tie the shoelaces, like now as a mum, it just killed me. It just ruined me.
But I think she is going through a really like interesting moment in her career. I think completely. Between that and Marriage Story.
Marriage Story.
Which I still refuse to watch.
She is so amazing in that film. And I will stand by that film.
Oh, I'm
film
not arguing it. It's like that thing of like, I can't look directly at the sun. I'm too afraid.
Coast is clear. Maybe I should go home to my own dysfunctional family. Get over here, you DPW. Let's do it. Okay.
Where are we ranking My Brother the Pig amongst the films we've covered on the podcast?
Jiminy Crit, like, I don't know. Where are you guys putting this?
I feel like, if this list, right, was like, if I was like ordering these movies on a table, there'd be a point where I get to the end of the table and I'm just wiping them off into the waste receptacle. And I don't care how they land in there. So like we're in that receptacle. Yeah. I'm putting it between Possession and the Shaggy Dog.
I'm going to put it.
Which one was Possession?
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Oh Lord.
I'm putting it just below Switched and just above Sam. So it's in that lower echelon. But I have to say in terms of like an ASMR level, this film works on that level.
You'll wake up tomorrow with a fresh sleep and you will have changed your mind.
If you're very tired.
We need to turn the heater down. Don't ever come at me about very tired. My kid woke up at midnight and was still awake at 4:30 last night.
Did you watch My Brother the Pig in that 4 hours period?
Well, I was up till 12 playing a board game. Thank you very much.
All your free time. Yeah, I'm going to put it in between Birth and Possession because why the hell not? I don't overthink this anymore. Like, yeah. I know if I like it, it's harder if I like it. It's like, where do I put it? But it's like, if I hate it, it's just like, it just hits the bottom of the well.
See, I feel like I'm the opposite. I'm like, when I like it, I know where it's going to go because I'm
But for me, I always have to say, like, where am I going to put this, above Tom Hanks or below him? Do I want to be above him or below him? but no, for me, it's like, is it below Pretty Cool or above it?
Yeah.
That's the line.
But I love that you've sandwiched it between Birth and Possession, like the two movies that are least like this movie in every way.
Yeah, that's a real sandwich there, isn't it?
Imagine if like you mixed Birth and this film. She's having a bath with the pig. Actually, they're two films where a young boy has watched
this
a naked woman bathing. No, that's connection.
That's why I put them together. Yeah.
You heard it here first. So, next episode. So, this film is pretty like star-studded. Scarlett Johansson, Eva Mendes. So I thought we'd keep the theme going and do another star-studded film. So the film that...
It's going to be like some Instagram celebrity or something.
No.
Logan Paul's triumphant return to the screen.
Oh, we'd totally be watching that.
He watches someone commit suicide in a forest and swaps bodies
with the body.
Anyway, so this is the cast list. Bob Odenkirk.
I don't know who that is. I'm doing a Brendan. Who is it?
Better Call Saul.
That's like the guy I know.
Yeah.
Recently hospitalized.
He just collapsed.
Hope he's all right.
I think he is all right.
He is all right. Yeah, he had a slight heart attack, but he's good. So Bob Odenkirk, Rose McGowan, Whoopi Goldberg, Dave Foley, Bridget Fonda, and Brendan Fraser.
What is this movie?
I just think it's that thing of it's like, if you haven't heard of it, it's my brother the pig. You know what I mean?
Like, they've tried to.
How about like everybody's got an ex? It's like everyone's got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
How about if
all
I told
the agents got together and buried this movie?
Yeah.
How about if I told you it was from the director of A Nightmare Before Christmas?
Wait, are you talking about this is a Tim Burton film?
No.
Wait, who directed?
He produced Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, okay.
But Henry Selick directed that movie. And what about
is
told
it animated?
You, it's a live action stop motion animation hybrid movie.
Space Jam, cool.
No.
Wait. And it's a body swap, right?
And it's a body swap.
Because that's sort of the
Yeah, I remember.
We forget sometimes. Yeah.
So the movie we're going to be doing is called Monkey Bone. And
Monkey Bone. I've seen Monkey Bone.
After a car crash sends repressed cartoonist Stu Miley, Brendan Fraser, into a coma, he and the mischievous Monkey Bone, his hilariously horny alter ego, wake up in a whacked out way station for lost souls. When Monkey Bone takes over Stu's body and escapes to wreak havoc on the real world, Stu has to find out a way to stop him before his sister pulls the plug on reality forever.
Yep, I do know the movie now. I had buried it.
I remember seeing this when it came out and hating it. So I'm really interested to see what
more,
it will be like.
That's like more now. Heaven bureaucracy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
But I feel like, you know, now we're in a different time where like stop motion animation is a bit more precious to us. It's not so much like run of the mill.
You think it's going to be nostalgic? You think we're going to it because of that?
And
I think you are sorely mistaken.
And there's a real wave of like Brendan Fraser appreciation at the moment where everyone like wants him to be well and whatever. So, you know, maybe we'll be watching this with like a new set of eyes. I'm thinking maybe.
Can we just watch Encino Man?
That's the next film, Monkey Bone.
Cool.
Okay.
It is what it is.
Fine, guys. Whatever. I make all this effort trying to find movies for you. Anyway. So if you don't want to be a piece of shit on the ground.
A DWP. What are they called?
A DPW.
A DPW. which stands for dehydrated
poop worm.
So if you don't want to be a DPW piece of shit, review us on iTunes or send us an email and like recommend a movie to us. Interact with us in any way, like send us a tweet.
Yeah, by the way, can I just say I hated this movie, but thank you again to, was it Luca?
Lee. Luca.
I can't even get celebrity
Dave
names
Roberts.
Right. Come on.
thank you, Lee. We appreciate it. You are officially not a piece of shit. So you can go to sleep at night knowing that you're not a piece of shit.
Yeah, and I mean, like, look, it's like a dare. If you write it in, we'll do it. Paul will make it happen.
Yeah. I fucking ordered this movie off of eBay.
I'm going to get
I spent $4 on
Paul,
this DVD.
Plus shipping on top of that, no doubt.
It was free shipping.
Thank God. Paul has a new little section in his DVD library of bullshit body swap movies that he's had to order. It's like you have to group them together because they're so weird that you own them.
And like some of them can get me cancelled. Like 18 Again came in a double pack with Soul Man, which is one of the most problematic movies of all time.
Wow.
And now it's on my shelf. So I will do anything for this.
Yeah, but that's on you. Like, throw it away.
I like 18 Again.
Wait, what are you going to do?
Throw the other disc away.
They're on the same disc.
Oh my God. Scratch the other side.
What do you do if you have like someone over like and they go into your DVD room?
Oh, wow, great. So much anime. Cool. Oh, some Hilary Duff stuff here. That's fun, I guess.
And they go, Soul Man.
Yeah. I need to go.
But first, can I slap you in the face?
I'm just going to make a video real quick so I can end your...
Look, Julia Louis-Dreyfus was in that film and she, like, people aren't slapping her in that face. I've just got it on my shelf. That's okay, all right?
Yeah, I feel like people, like, collect Nazi memorabilia and say the same thing. Like the dad in American Beauty.
So The My Brother the Pig episode is when I officially get compared to Nazis. So that's that.
No, I don't want to. This is serious. You can't be silly about that.
All right. So anyway, that's my point. And I was Paul Mitzi.
And I was Lucy Thomas.
And I'm Brendan Levi. Still.
Hooray.
Yay. Thanks,
bye.
Guys. Bye.
See you later.
Bye.
I'm not a coward, I've just never been tested.
The Swapcast podcast is recorded in Adelaide, Australia. It's hosted by Paul Mitzi and edited by Brendan Levi and Paul Mitzi. Our theme song was written and performed by John Marco of Too Creative, featuring Lucy Thomas, and recorded at Browntown Studios. Our music bumpers were created by Reggie Parker. Contact him on parkerregmusic@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.